So this next one is titled, I, 26 male, humiliated and shattered my girlfriend's 25 female confidence. There is a trigger warning on this one for assault. So if it's not for you, skip ahead. My girlfriend, 25 female, and I, 26 male, moved in together last year. We live in a fairly safe neighborhood, but during the night, there are some sketchy drunk men hanging around who also scare me, quite honestly. My girlfriend, however, wasn't really scared to walk alone at night and would say that she's just as strong as those men and can take care of herself. My girlfriend is 5'10 and works out 2 times a week.
Nice.
She's indeed very strong compared to most women, but she was obviously delusional to think that her strength was comparable to that of an average man. She would even go as far as saying that if someone should be worried for walking alone at night, then it should be me, as I'm a scrawny 5'9 man.
Oh, that's kind of mean.
I thought this was one of the situations where it would be better to just shut up than be correct, so I mostly stopped showing my concerns to her. Yesterday, she went out with some of her friends and called me at 1 a.m. that she'll come home alone via public transportation. She doesn't have a license. I told her that it's dangerous and I should come pick her up, but she insisted on coming by herself. I couldn't sleep until she came home an hour later. She was so angry at me for not trusting her that she can take care of herself. That was when I decided to demonstrate her the disparity between the strength of men and women. She thought I was joking at first, but when she realized that I was dead serious, she happily took the opportunity to prove how wrong I was. I basically told her to ground me as hard as she can, and then I quickly got out of her grip and grounded her for several minutes until she surrendered. She cried a lot throughout the whole time, and I could also see the fear in her eyes, even though she knew very well that I would never hurt her. I humiliated her. I slept on the couch that night. She didn't want to talk about it in the morning and said that she's fine, but she's still obviously very upset about it. I feel horrible that I've shattered her confidence like that, and I don't think she will ever feel safe walking alone at night again. I'm probably a really horrible person for doing that, and I wish I could have trusted her more to take care of herself. I know this relationship is probably over, but is there anything I could do to make up for it?
What if he saved her life?
I don't even know where to begin with this one. I mean, for him to admit that she cried a lot throughout the whole time and I could see the fear in her eyes. Like, at that point, didn't you realize, like, she's not surrendering out of pride, but like just let go.
That was during him holding her down? Yeah. I thought that was after he held her down.
During him holding her down.
Hmm.
So like, I had an older brother who hated me growing up, and he always used to do this thing called like the typewriter on me.
Everyone knows who he is.
Yeah, Matt hated me when we were little. Well,
surprise, another brother.
I was little. He was not. I mean, he was like 16 when he did this to me and I was 8. And he would pin my arms down and typewriter me until I was like crying and gasping for air.
My brother would tickle me until I couldn't breathe.
And so it's like
pin me down and tickle me and I couldn't breathe. And it was actually like the worst thing ever.
It's terrible.
I remember thinking like,
I'm gonna die.
Yeah, because I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. It was horrible.
And that's like
so fucked up
with her. Like maybe she would have like said like enough is enough, but like she's getting pinned. She's so scared. She's like you know, panicking. Like she can't surrender. And so.
Yeah.
You know, for him to recognize and be like, she cried throughout this whole time and I could also see the fear in her eyes. Like, dude, you won. You made whatever point you were trying to make if you were able to observe that.
Yeah.
And like, what point are you trying to make? Like, maybe she's just trying to put on a tough front for you. But like, I think like for me personally and like a lot of women in this world, like we recognize we can get attacked, assaulted. We might be weaker. Like, I don't know. Like, you are someone that used to run a lot at night. So, like, you are very comfortable with that. But, like, for me personally, I don't walk by myself at night. It's a fear in my head constantly. Well,
and that's kind of why I'm, like, bringing up. That's why the first thing I said is maybe he saved your life. Because I used to run at night all the time. And I felt very comfortable with it. And my roommates did not, like, Alejandra and Sarah.
I've literally texted you. I'm like, Lauren, stop running.
But, like, but my, like, roommates at the time were the ones that would watch me, like, leave. And they're like, where are you going? I'm like, nowhere.
Running.
And, yeah. And so, anyway, like, it's now where I live now, I don't feel like there's not as much light. There's not as much, like activity in stores or anything. It's darker. And, like, if my roommates didn't constantly ingrain in me that I shouldn't feel safe at night, mm-hmm. then I might be still going on runs at night because that's what I was used to. But my roommates constantly, and you constantly, were always telling me you shouldn't be going on runs at night by yourself. And so that's the reason I had the first response, is that it's just like, okay, well, I had this overly confidence in my head that, like, I was not worried at all. I was like, if someone were to try to come after me, I would just go faster. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like,
you were, I was like a little delusional, or just had like a false sense of security.
Exactly. And so I think now it's like, where I live now is somewhere where I feel a little bit less comfortable and less safe. And I just have this ringing in my head of all of my friends being like, don't run at night, which is why I don't. And so that's the only reason I said that. Him holding her down and watching her cry for multiple seconds, multiple minutes.
How long did it go on?
Yeah, like, that's like, I don't know about that. That's not good. Like,
the minute she starts crying, let her go.
And it also,
you proved, like, your point, whatever it was. And then you continue to hold her down.
Right. And then it also, like, kind of makes you wonder too, which, again, like what I said prior, like, I don't want to, like, box him in or anything. But at the same time, he mentioned that she called him 5'9 and scrawny, and she's 5'10 and, like, works out all the time. So it was like, was he trying to prove himself?
No, but...
Or, like, yeah. Was it actually just to genuinely be cautious of her safety?
Well,
do you know what I mean?
And the fact she said that, like, I don't want this conversation to be taken wrong by anyone. Like, obviously, she is a victim in this, and I don't want to blame her by any means. But I think trying to analyze the situation, it might have given him this sense of, like, oh, she has this false sense of security, or she's like, she's unrealistic. Like, she's calling me scrawny just because I'm 5'9 and, like, a skinnier dude. But, like, like, you know what I mean? Like, so maybe he did take that comment from her as a, like, she's underestimating guys.
Yeah.
Even guys that are smaller than her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, God, this is a really fucked up situation. Yeah. But, like, I get, like, looking out for someone's safety, but, like, do you torment them in the process of trying to teach them a lesson? And I think, like, he did say, like, he prefaced it as, like, I told her it's dangerous, blah, blah, blah. So he does say, like, I basically told her to ground me as hard as she can. And then I quickly got out of her grip and grounded her for several minutes until she surrendered. So I just wonder if, like, she knew what he was planning on doing. Like, if he said to her, like, hey, I want to just, like, show you, like, how dangerous guys can be, even if you, like, underestimate them. Like, I want to do this experiment. I'm not going to hurt you. I want you to ground me as hard as you can. And then in return, I'm going to ground you. Mm-hmm. Or if this was like, ground me, show me what you got. Ground me, show me what you got. And then she did it, and he just fucking flipped. And then so she's like, holy shit. And regardless of if someone prefaces something to you and then this happens and you're crying and panicking and they're not stopping, you're going to go into fight or flight mode. That's our bodies. Like, you're going to be scared.
Yeah.
I just wonder, like, or regardless of the situation, like, he fucking sucks. But I just really wonder, like, did this get prefaced?
Like, how did it work?
Yeah. How did this go down? Like, I'm really flabbergasted by this whole thing. And who does this? Like, this is so uncommon. Who does this?
Well, I will say too, I actually took a self-defense class in college. I probably mentioned this before.
Yes, yes.
But probably like 10 times. I'm strong, guys. No, just kidding. But anyway, no. So I took a self-defense class in college. And one of the times that I was trying to show a guy who I didn't even think was like some huge big guy or anything, and I was trying to show him my moves, and obviously there's moves that, like, you like would do if you were in a situation that you're not going to do, like knee them in the crotch. I'm not going to fucking knee like this guy in the crotch, right? In class, I learned that it would be so much easier, right? Because we're all kind of like, you're loosely gripping each other's wrists and stuff. And so I'm I'm like, okay, you grip my wrist and then I go around and I can like grab your wrist.
It's the ideal situation that you're learning in.
And then I couldn't do it. And I couldn't do it. And I was so frustrated. And I literally like, I wanted to cry that I like had this guy.
Because he
was
so much stronger.
Yeah, that he had my wrist in his hands and I couldn't get out of them.
Kick him in the nuts.
Even though I learned how to. Well, I was showing.
I'm totally showing him.
And it was such this like defeated feeling of like, holy fucking shit. Like I thought that I just learned a bunch of shit and I was going to be this like badass bitch being like, look at me now. Like I'm Angelina Jolie and fucking Tomb Raider. No, I wasn't.
That's where if you are a weaker person, I'm very weak. I'm so weak. We need mechanical advantages. Get a taser. But then it's hard because then you fear like, is the taser going to get turned on me? Because that happened at a girl at our college. Mm. She had a mace and she sprayed mace at her attackers and they took it and turned it on her. Like, it's hard. It's,
even if you don't, if they don't shoot it at you, the like fumes are so bad it could come back at you.
Oh, I know. I've maced myself multiple times.
But anyway, I think the way that he went about this is like really, it's not okay.
No.
No. I hope that at the end of the day, it saves her life maybe. So that, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I know. This is hard because like, how does she even move forward where you have like this intimate partner trauma now?
Yeah.
But I do like.
Well, does she? Like, does he like followed up on it? Like,
so the account, like if you go click on, like the post has been removed.
Because maybe she's not fazed by it. Maybe she's just like, I'm pissed off because I thought I was stronger than him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if you click on the username, Reddit goes, sorry, nobody by that username. So I can't look up their account for specific comments. The top comment on this one is, you know, I'm a small woman who takes all the correct precautions, avoids dimly lit streets and areas, sits downstairs on the bus near the driver, keys through my fingers when walking home.
See, I never do any of that shit.
And so many times I'm told I'm paranoid. Men are more at risk of getting attacked by other men. I'm choosing to live in fear, ... Then this woman goes about the mindset of not living in fear. And this guy is like, absolutely not. I will pin you down till you cry.
Yeah.
There's just no winning, really, is there?
Just stop attacking women, please.
Next comment.
Thank you.
Quote, my girlfriend thought she was tough enough to defend herself, so I assaulted her. Like, basically...
Yeah,
whatever.
Mocking, yeah.
You didn't shatter her confidence, buddy. You engaged in domestic violence. Next comment down. The problem is you proved your point and then took it too far. You shouldn't have made her cry.
Yeah.
In fact, you only needed to show her she couldn't hold you down. You need some self-reflection.
Right. And that should have been for like a brief moment.
Well, that's what I was trying to get at here.
If he was trying to do that, it should have been for like 2 seconds.
Just, hey, you pinned yourself and got her for 2 seconds, yep. Tap out.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to get at, where I'm like, you watched her cry. Yeah. You watched this fear in your eyes. Like,
that's fucked up.
What were you trying to gain?
I thought that was after it happened. And like that she was just like pissed off that like he like got her, like turned her around. I don't know why I didn't realize that was during it. That's like so, what the fuck was he thinking?
That, and it's like, yeah, maybe
that's why I'm like, was he like mad that she was like coming at him and his size?
No.
Like, why did he need to do that?
I think he took this as like a power dynamic. Like, yeah. I'm really going to show her.
Right.
I'm going to show her. I'm going to teach her a lesson. It's not your job to teach someone a lesson. Let people live their life. And if they're not going to take your advice and your precautions or your generosity of picking them up at a bus stop, all you can do is let people live their life.
Yeah.
And not like, I'm not saying she deserves anything bad that's coming her way, but like, you don't need to go out of your way to prove a point and then traumatize someone.
Yeah. Like, you get mad when Justin flies small planes, but you're not going to like fly
a plane. Go crash the small plane.
Then, yeah.
Like,
yeah, you're not going to like.
No. If he wants to flying tiny airplanes. That's his job or that's his prerogative. But like, I'm not going to get in the plane and take it down. I'm not.
Yeah. You'll just have anxiety about it. It's fine.
Just going to puke.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Just throw up everywhere. It's fine.
Someone also comments, also, she's not exactly going to gouge out her boyfriend's eyes, which is like the point with you, like sharing your story. Like, you're not going to act like you would in a real self-defense situation. Like, you're not going to kick him in the crotch.
Yeah.
You're not going to gouge his eyeballs. You're not going to collarbone hammer punch him. Like, you're only going to do so.
Yeah.
No, this is really fucked up.
You're right. That's so fucked up.
OP does have an edit. Edit, I can't possibly answer all of your comments. What I did was an assault. I admit it. I can't express how sorry I am for doing that. I thought I was doing the right thing, but instead I assaulted her by trying to prevent exactly that. Don't learn from me, but please keep yourself safe out there. If not for you, then for the ones who love you.
Well, at least he seems self-aware and isn't going to do it again. I think that's like the scary part is like someone who has bad intentions, you know? So at least like he's aware that that's not okay. Mm-hmm.
Really, really crazy.
Yeah.
I would love to hear your comments on this one because this is a really hard one for me to answer.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I think it's trauma. I think it's one of those things where it's clearly not okay. And my first response was like, hopefully that just prevents her from being in a bad situation because otherwise it's just trauma that she has to deal with. So...
we all have enough trauma in our lives. Exactly. Like, we don't need any extra.
Exactly.
No one needs bonus trauma.
Literally. Literally. We have enough from our childhood. Come on.